Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We all have that inner critic. It's a part of us that I would like you to separate from the rest of you today so that we can do an exercise. And I'm going to carry this exercise throughout the week for those of you who are getting the daily coaching. Our rules, our structures, our beliefs are so important to how we conduct ourselves. And recently in one of my pods, it became apparent, and we did a little impromptu exercise that was pretty powerful. It became apparent that there's a part of us, and there was a part of these members of this pod, who were letting them know, without mincing any words, where they had fallen short in life. So if you imagine you're that part of yourself, the judge, the judger, the critic, the harsh critic, standing above you, and the most playful part of yourself, the child part of yourself that gets to be nurtured but takes this kind of criticism pretty seriously and it hurts. Just imagine that part of you looming over the other part of you. And creating a list of areas where you fell short, where you're continuing to fall short. The problem with this inner voice is it's subtle. We often don't really hear it or pay attention to it, but it's very there. It's very prevalent, and it affects the way that we function, and it affects the way we react and respond to criticism, to feedback within our lives. Outside of ourselves. So it's really important to get in touch with it. And this is such an important topic that I might be talking about it for the month of August. But for today, I'm going to set you right into a call to action. I want you to think about that part of yourself that's the judge and jury. I want you to step into that judge and jury because you hear that the voice of that regularly. And I want you to get out a piece of paper and write down all the ways that you are not enough. All the things that you are doing that are being criticized, and rightfully so, by your critic. And just go ahead and lean into it. Make it big and bold and be critical. Get it out of your system. Purge it. You're not on time. You are selfish. You. Throw it down there. You're lazy. You don't get your things done. You didn't keep your commitment. It can't count on you. We can't count on you. You're not worthy enough. You don't deserve that. What are those things? We talk about this regularly, but when you're under stress, or when certain things are said or experienced that caused you pain a long time ago, they pop back up. So your call to action today is to make a list of these critical statements that are flowing freely within you. And why is this important? If you can't be in a neutral space, then all the feedback and information that you get from outside of yourself can be a trigger for pain and for getting smaller again and shrinking. And if you can see these and you can do something with them to neutralize them or change them, shift them, you're going to have a better life. So for the rest of this week, I'm going to be coaching around how to neutralize this. If you want my coaching and you don't get the Monday through Friday, I am going to let you send me an email today and I will respond to it and carry through the coaching with you because you took the initiative to reach out to me. Sending you love because after you do this, if you do this from the heart, if you do this really authentically, it's going to hurt. So sending you big love because you need extra today. And I love you.